This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The author of many of Colorado's recent police reforms says she's pleased with the indictment of the officers and EMTs involved in Elijah McClain's arrest, and that investigations into the police department must continue. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod's Law Enforcement Accountability Bill from last year allows the Attorney General to investigate the patterns and practices of entire police departments to look for ways they may be violating people's rights. Harrod says the McClain case shows how much that oversight is needed.
We continue to see departments lift up and support bad behavior, and that needs to be rooted out.
The AG has been using the new law to investigate the Aurora police and fire departments over the past year. Yesterday, he said,
"That matter is still ongoing. We will announce our findings when that investigation comes to a close."
Aurora officials say they are cooperating fully in the investigation and are committed to reforming policing in the city. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The three police officers and two paramedics charged in McClain's death turned themselves into the Glendale Police Department late last night. They posted bond immediately and were released, according to a police spokesman. One of the police officers was fired last year, and the other two have been suspended indefinitely without pay. A new federally funded grant program will distribute money to help primary care providers expand vaccination access for their patients. The program was announced today by Governor Jared Polis. Dr. Aaron Shupp, a family physician at Rocky Mountain Primary Care, said the relationship between a doctor and their patients is intimate and may help persuade unvaccinated people.
It's far easier for patients to get their vaccine right here today once we've had that conversation.
Applications are open through November and will be approved on a rolling basis. This is CPR and KRCC.